Radio 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's 12 o'clock update is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Early voting is underway in South Carolina ahead of Saturday's Republican primary. Former Governor Nikki Haley is hoping to connect with voters in her home state. She told voters in Sumter former President Trump would allow U.S. allies and troops in harm's way.
Trump is siding with a thug where 500,000 have been wounded or murdered because Putin invaded Ukraine. He sided with a dictator who kills his political opponents.
The former president is heavily favored in the state. President Biden says he's weighing more sanctions against Russia following the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers signed new legislative district maps he worked on with Republican legislators. Six people were shot and one of them was killed during a fight between two groups at a Waffle House in Indianapolis. This is ABC News. In Texas, new clues in the search for a missing 11-year-old girl. Her father's roommate is now in custody, described as a person of interest in the case.
Authorities have arrested 42-year-old Don Stephen McDougall on a separate assault charge, saying he's a person of interest in the search for Audrey. He's the roommate of Audrey's father and has a conviction for enticing a minor in 2008.
There's not words for it.
Audrey's mother says her daughter was last seen around 7 a.m. last Thursday when she was supposed to catch her school bus.
We come to learn that she never even made it on the bus.
And right now, I'm empty.
ABC's Allison Kosick. The most popular tourist attraction in Paris is closed today. A strike has shut down the Eiffel Tower to visitors. It's the second time it's been closed since December. A union representing 400 workers says maintenance costs are being underestimated as the city plans for the Summer Olympics. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics is your locally owned in-town sign company that's easy to get to at 1209 Highway 14 East. Greeley Signs and Graphics is your award headquarters, too. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, and awards, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics, Highway 14 East across from Rockwell Automation. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up on the web at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sun and high clouds, mild conditions with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly with a low of 26. And tomorrow, partly sunny and spring-like with a high of 49. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 19, it's 40 degrees.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours.
record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed new legislative district maps into law that he proposed and that the Republicans who control the legislature passed to avoid having the liberal-leaning state Supreme Court draw the lines. Democrats are hailing it as a major political victory in the swing state, where the legislature has been firmly under Republican control for more than a decade. The new maps mean changes for many area residents. Senator Howard Markline was a guest on WRCO's morning show this morning with Phil Nee.
The 17th Senate District, which was I was elected to 2 years ago, will it pick up Perdesheen, Waseca, in that area, and then go east, south of the river, into as far as Oregon, into Dane County. So they pull it, you know, again, very comparable to what they're doing with this Senate district, pulling this district into Madison. My district will get pulled into Dane County. The city of Richland Center and the city, part of the city of Madison, will be in the same Senate district. I guess I think about the issues in the city of Madison versus city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds. But I mean, that's the environment we're going to be operating under now. Under every one of the four maps that were still before the court, one of which the governor signed, you know, I've been drawn out of my district. And so, you know, I mean, it's just, it's going to be a lot of change, you know, going on, you know, with maps all over.
Markline did say he is happy there is now certainty for voters. Richland County will be in a new Senate district with Sauk, a major portion of Columbia, and southern Juneau counties. Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz says changes are also made to the Assembly District.
Our area will no longer be in the 17th Senate District. We'll lose Senator Markline as our state senator, and we are now will be in the 14th Senate District, which is currently by Joan Ballwig is her name. And so that district, to Howard's point, it will encompass all of Richland County now. So Richland County, you know, under the old maps, had three state representatives. Now you're only going to have one. It'll be instead of the 50th Assembly District, it's going to be the 41st Assembly District. And to Howard's point, we're going to go all the way from, you know, all the way from Viola to the west side of Madison. So, it's changes. I lose basically the entire Juneau County. It's just the bottom three townships in Juneau County is in this area, and then all of the rest of Juneau County is in a completely different Senate district. So,
The new maps place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 representatives in the assembly in the same district ahead of this fall's partisan elections. The Wisconsin Election Commission said that the new maps need to be in place by March 15th so candidates can begin filing their nomination paperwork. Kurt says today's action brings clarity for clerks.
The other thing I think important here is our clerks who work so very hard on all our elections, now it gives them time to do what they need to do to marry up their voting precincts with who's going to be in those areas. And before, there's a lot of concerns. It would, the old timeline, it had to be done by March 15th. And to Senator Markline's point, there probably would have been legal challenges. And so you're going to be right up on that April 15th deadline when nomination papers start for anybody that wants to run. Now we have a little bit more certainty to know, what those districts are going to look like, and gives our clerk some time to prepare.
The new maps won't take effect until November and will not affect any special elections before then. For some people in Wisconsin, tomorrow is the first of 4 elections in the state this year. The February ballot will see a handful of municipal and county primaries across the state, including a mayoral primary in Milwaukee. There are also 7 school districts asking referendum questions, totaling just over $219 million. Sauk County has just 1 primary for a county board position representing the northwest side of Baraboo, while Boscobel has 3 people running for 1 spot on city council. Richland, Vernon, and Crawford counties have no primaries. For those voting tomorrow who don't already have a Wisconsin driver license, ID, or other form of identification needed, may still get a Wisconsin ID from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles. The Wisconsin Elections Commission website explains the options for IDs to show at the polls. There is no separate voter ID, and a federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. New COVID guidelines from the CDC are expected soon. People with mild symptoms will no longer have to isolate for 5 days. Ajay Sethi is professor of population health sciences at UW-Madison.
People should still isolate if they have significant symptoms, and the CDC will recommend that. But if their symptoms are mild, if they don't have a fever without any medications to assist with that, they can go about their normal day, normal lives, and not have to isolate for those 5 days, which is the current recommendation.
The new recommendations, expected in April, will shift more of the burden to protect oneself on those people who are at higher risk for severe disease. You can help your future college graduate by investing in their future now. Chelsea Wunicki from the Department of Financial Institution says the EdVest program is designed for Wisconsinites.
The fact that we have state oversight of the plan helps them feel that it's more trustworthy, helps them know that it's the best option for Wisconsin families and for families like them.
The program isn't just for college, but can also be applied to other programs.
If that's not the path that your child or beneficiary is going to take, keep in mind that the funds can also be used for vocational programs through technical colleges, through registered apprenticeship programs.
Wunicki says you can also qualify for a tax deduction on your 2023 taxes if you sign up and start donating to an EdVest account before April 15th. You can find out more online at edvest.com. Congressman Derek Van Orden was in Eau Claire over the weekend to meet with veterans at VFW Post 305. According to a WEAU report, Congressman Van Orden detailed some of the challenges facing the veteran community, including suicide rates and homelessness. He also spoke about the impending closure of all HSHS and Prevea facilities in the Chippewa Valley, saying he's willing to work with anybody, regardless of political party or position, if they can potentially help solve the health care crisis facing the area. The Trempealeau County Humane Society is asking for the public's help after an unknown illness swept through the shelter. According to officials, 2 dogs have died from the illness that includes symptoms like dehydration and bloody vomit. The organization is looking for more foster homes so they can get dogs out of the shelter during an outbreak like this and more volunteers to help them manage the animals. The shelter is also taking donations, and donation information can be found on the shelter's website. Immediate action is needed to help ensure a just and equitable transition to a carbon-free energy future from creating extensive environmental light pollution. State Representative Travis Tranel introduced the Starry Skies Preservation Bill to address the impact on families and small-town communities who depend on clean, clear skies and outdoor tourism for their livelihood in areas such as the Driftless Region. Interest in wind projects is on the rise as the country shifts from fossil fuels to renewables. In August 2019, Governor Tony Evers directed the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy to create a comprehensive clean energy plan. The CEP seeks to put Wisconsin on a path for all electricity consumed within the state to be 100% carbon-free by 2050. This is Representative Travis Tranel.
We have been getting quite a few constituents that are complaining about some of the unintended consequences of all of these green energy projects that we are seeing in southwest Wisconsin. One of the big complaints I am getting is that we have way too many blinking lights in southwest Wisconsin at night, on top of windmills, on top of transmission lines, and this bill says that those lights have to be turned off unless there is a plane within the vicinity.
Current law already requires a DOT height permit for structures of certain sizes, but no light mitigation requirements for nearby affected residents or small town communities, according to guidelines from the Federal Aviation Administration. Aircraft detection lighting systems reduce the effects of lighting systems on nearby communities and migratory birds. The detection systems also help the light bulbs last longer. The bill requires the construction of a wind energy system or high-voltage transmission line tower to submit a notice to the Federal Aviation Administration because of its height or location and seek FAA approval to install a light mitigating technology system and be installed within 24 months. For existing wind energy systems or high-voltage transmission line towers, the permit must be amended to add the condition that the owner obtain FAA approval to install LMTs and be installed within 24 months of the permit amendment. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to a grass fire Saturday afternoon on Foley Lane. The call came in around 12:20. 7 units and 24 firefighters responded and were on scene for an hour. No injuries were reported. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. It's a sunny 41 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. The River Valley School District will hold referendum information sessions coming up. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Roof, what's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 41 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. River Valley School District residents will see two capital referendum questions on the April 2nd ballot. Lauren Glassbrenner is the River Valley District Administrator.
I had from my board this mission to dig into where's River Valley going to be in the next 20 years? What are we going to look like in 20 years? We know that declining enrollment has affected us. We know that our buildings are aging. We know the region in general is aging with people. So what's going to look like and how can we think about being sustainable 20 years from now? So it's kind of that vision for 2040, if you will, which sounds crazy, but it's out there.
An advisory task force made up of community members was created to get input from the community.
They said to really think about going to capital referendum now. We have some aging parts of our buildings that we really need to address. Another part that they really wanted us to take a look at was the space that's used up at a Plain building. We have a Plain Early Learning Center, which is a satellite school 11 miles away from our campus, and it only has seven classrooms, seven wonderful classrooms, but they were hoping that we could consider what it would look like if those classrooms were down on the River Valley campus in Spring Green. So they kind of gave us some tasks to really pursue that referendum, but also think about some other things as we did that. Vacate a building up in Plain, kind of take care of some ADA needs. The American Disabilities Act in 1992 came through. Most of our buildings were built before 1992, so they wanted us to make sure that we were remaining compliant to ADA needs. Another thing they wanted us to really take a hard look at is they wanted us to look at safe and secure entrances. We don't have a lot of security in the front of our buildings because a lot of our offices are in the center of a building. So they wanted us to take a look at that.
Glassbrenner says the first question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million.
The first question really tries to address closing down that building up in Plain, and it really thinks about renovations at the elementary and middle high school, safe and secure entrances at two of those buildings, but really taking care of some of that building infrastructure and ADA needs for all three buildings.
The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million.
Question two was another group of families that were there that really wanted us to highlight the need for a performing arts center. River Valley has a strong history in performing arts, both the choral, the band, as well as the performing arts in drama. So those three factions were very vocal in hoping that we could consider thinking about adding a performing arts space to our high school as it exists right now.
Each question can pass or fail on its own. Glassbrenner says the impact on your taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two or both.
They have the right to say yes and no or no and yes, right? So they get to decide as the voters of our district and as our community to tell us what the direction we should go. So yes, they can. It is not an all-in-one. It is question one out there for just under $20 million. And that second question for a performing arts space would be just above $14 million. It would add on for question one, and we're going to just take a look at it for, let's say your house is worthy of $100,000. The monthly rate of that increase in your taxes would be around $10.50. So if you voted yes to question one and your house is worth $100,000, you would see an additional cost in your taxes of about $10.50. If you said yes to both questions, the second question is right around the $7.65. But if you said yes to both, it's a little bit above $18 if you said yes to both. And again, this is additional taxes if your home was worth right around $100,000.
River Valley Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner urges all community members to attend a public meeting to find out more about the referendum questions.
One of the public meetings is going to be over at our high school, and that'll be in the cafeteria space, and that's on February 27th. And again, this will be on the mailing that comes out to every home or family. We have another public meeting on March 4th, and that's at 6 o'clock. And then we'll have a third one on March 21st at 5. So at the end of February and all throughout March, we'll be available to answer your questions. We do have on rvschools.org a website set up for all the information about the referendum. You'll be getting this mailer.
For more information, attend the first community meeting Tuesday, February 27th at 5 in the high school cafeteria, or check out the River Valley School District website at rvschools.org. Give the gift of life today. You can save up to 3 lives by becoming a blood donor at the American Red Cross Blood Drive today from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Additional blood drives will be held this week, Wednesday from 11 to 4 at Weston High School, and Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Appointments can be made for any of the blood drives by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that ice shanty removal deadlines are approaching. Permanent ice shanties, or those not removed daily, must be removed from all state waters by specific dates. Although mild winter conditions may have hindered the ability to fish from ice shanties on some water bodies, anglers who were able to get a shanty out on the ice are reminded to remove them from Iowa boundary waters on or before tomorrow, Minnesota boundary waters on or before March 1st, inland waters south of Highway 64 by March 3rd, Michigan boundary waters on or before March 15th, and Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 by March 17th. Anglers can continue to use portable ice shanties after these dates so long as they are removed from the ice when they are not actively in use and at the end of each day. Owners having difficulties removing their shanty should seek help from their local ice fishing club, vendors, and other anglers. It's important to remember that no ice is ever 100% safe. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions and encourages anglers to check with local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is planning to make improvements on County T bridges over the Wisconsin River between Port Andrew and Blue River in Grant and Richland counties. This project will include replacement of 2 bridges, pavement approaches, and will be replaced, updated guardrail, and pavement markings. Construction is anticipated for 2027, with an anticipated closure of 2 years. During construction, County T will be closed and detoured, utilizing Wisconsin 60, Wisconsin 80, and Wisconsin 133. Those who are concerned about the closure of the construction area are advised to email Derek Potter at derek.potter@dot.wi.gov or Ryan McCain at ryan.mckane@wsp.com by Monday, February 26th. Your comments will assist in the development of a project that will serve the needs of the traveling public as well as the needs of the local community. Gas prices have fallen slightly in the last week. The average across the state is $3.01 per gallon, with a drop of 5.3 cents. This is almost 30 cents higher than a month ago, but over 11 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said we have officially entered the time of year when gas prices traditionally increase. Prices could be on a steady increase for as many as 8 weeks, but anything can happen between now and then. Police in La Crosse are looking for suspects after shots were fired on the 700 block of Mississippi Street late Thursday night. The La Crosse Police Department said that after they got the call, they found shell casings, but investigators said that no one was hurt. Anyone with information can call the police department or submit a tip through the La Crosse Area Crime Stoppers. A Coon Valley home was destroyed Friday morning by a fire. The Coon Valley Fire Department said the fire happened at a home on Highway 33 at around 6:30 Friday. According to a release, the homeowner had left the house to take their children to daycare and came back to see their house on fire. Several pets inside the home died, but no people were hurt. The home is a total loss, according to the fire department. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Thomas Honer of Richland Center on ticket number 649. It's 42 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 42 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Martin Joseph Boleyn, 92, of rural Laval, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Fulton Friends Church in Fulton. Burial will follow at the Oaks Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Fulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department, EMT, or Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Martin Boleyn is survived by three sons, Gary and Carol Boleyn of Casanova, Dale and Lisa Boleyn, and Richard and Donella Boleyn, all of Laval. 9 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Virginia and Delmer Hanna of Missouri, 2 brothers, Donald and Lois Boleyn of Laval, and Elgin and Shirley Boleyn of Baraboo. Brother-in-law, Dan Kirshner of Lafarge, special friend, Barbara Davalt, and many nieces and nephews. Martin Joseph Boleyn, 92, of rural Laval. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died Thursday at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwak. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwak American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Survivors of Edith Burkhalter include 6 children, Diane and Don Hess, and Donna and Ben Field, all of Waniwak, Dale and Elaine Hepp of Laval, Denise and Fred Stetcher of Waniwak, Doreen Hepp and Brian Butcher of Reedsburg, and Don and Joe Kelbel of Hillsboro. 18 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, a sister, Bonnie Hooker, brother, Byron Walter, sister-in-law, Judy Walter, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpsons Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpsons Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Special wishes go out today to Kenneth and Marianne Pine, who are celebrating their 69th anniversary today. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a very tranquil week shaping up here around the Midwest with all the storm systems veering around us through Canada or tracking from California over through the southern U.S. We're kind of left the dry air in between and mild temperatures. Readings should be running a good 20 degrees above normal from tomorrow through Thursday. Now, a cold front will slide through our region. It looks like Friday. That'll bring in some colder air from Canada, but probably no precipitation. Any snow showers associated with that front will likely stay in upper Michigan through northeast Wisconsin into lower Michigan. Now, next week could be a different story. It looks like a much stormier pattern developing with moisture working up from the Gulf of Mexico and the southwest U.S., along with a storm track, which could bring us some decent amounts of rain, possibly even wet snow in parts of the Midwest as the week unfolds next week. So stay tuned for updates. Otherwise, for the rest of today, partly cloudy and mild for this time of the year, high about 44, southeasterly wind at 5 to 8 miles per hour. A few clouds and chilly tonight, low in the mid-20s, partly sunny and spring-like again tomorrow, high 49 degrees, south wind close to 10. Tomorrow night's low 29, just some scattered clouds. Wednesday, partly sunny and balmy, high all the way up to 54. There might be some record high temperatures in the region. Heading into Thursday, partly cloudy, low 31 with a high of 50. Friday, partly cloudy and colder, low in the mid-20s with high in the mid-30s. For Saturday, mostly sunny and cool, low 16 degrees, high of 32. Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, low 21, highs up in the mid-40s. We could actually hit the upper 40s by early next week. You have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 42 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 44, our low this morning was 19. Our high so far today, our current temperature, 42. The record high for this date set in 2017 is 63. The record low, 23 below, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 48 with a low of 36. Sunset today will be at 5:37, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:53. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.06 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 42 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Official results are released for the 2022 Ag Census, showing this country has work to do. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A few days ago, results of the 2022 Census of Agriculture became public, and they show the decline continues for farm numbers and farmland acres. Since the 2017 Ag Census, the U.S. lost 142,000 farms and 20 million farmland acres. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
This survey, in addition to all the amazing work and data that it contains, is a wake-up call. This survey is essentially telling us, asking the critical question of whether as a country, are we okay with losing that many farms? Are we okay with losing that much farmland? Or is there a better way? That's the importance of this survey.
Vilsack says our farm operators are aging, and he implored young people to look seriously at getting involved.
The hope would be that we would continue to encourage people to get in and remain in the farming business, and that we would be able to preserve our farmland.
Vilsack says the Ag Census results point to action needed to help farms to survive and thrive. And we'll explore that further in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
An ag economist says, watch the cattle placement numbers in this Friday's USDA report. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. To learn more about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. An ag economist says placements will be the area to watch in the February cattle on feed report. University of Missouri's Scott Brown says,
are we going to continue to see the slide down that we saw in December continue, which is my expectation, and maybe even a larger decline in placements than we would have seen, percentage decline than we saw in the December numbers?
He tells Brownfield,
that to me is continuing to be what's going to set the stage as we think about beef production in the second half of 2024.
Cattle on feed numbers come out Friday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central time. Historically, low cattle inventories will be a major storyline for agriculture this year. Zach Brummer with Iowa Farm Bureau says the herd size in the U.S. is the lowest it's been since 1951.
Interesting thing about that, the U.S. population 1951, roughly 155 million. The U.S. population in 2024, 340, give or take, million. So more than double the population with the same amount of beef.
He tells Brownfield that presents a pretty significant situation for producers and consumers.
I expect beef prices at the retail level to remain extremely high. The question is the consumer going to be willing to pay those prices? And what does that look like from a demand structure going forward?
The USDA says there were more than 87 million cattle in the U.S. as of January 1st, which was 2% lower than the year before. A home design expert says more consumers are asking for sustainable building and home products, and that's benefiting soybean growers. Interior designer Tracy Hudson works with the United Soybean Board to showcase soy-based home products and building materials. She tells Brownfield it's not as hard as it used to be to find sustainable soy-based items.
It's not as much of a dig as it used to be. You really had to really search. But yeah, there's everything from paint to mattresses to actual baby clothing, toys, wallpaper adhesive, plywood. It's really just endless.
Hudson says consumers across the country want more sustainable products, and they are still learning what soybeans can do.
I'm seeing the revelation sort of happen with people, the shock of, oh, I didn't even know that that was an ingredient in there. I didn't know that I had an option about even like paint, for example, to make those smarter decisions.
Hudson spoke to Brownfield during a weekend home makeover project at board member Tony Melanthan's farm. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News. Learn about pre-harvest factors impacting meat quality. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
How would you define personalization from an ag lender? It starts with a trusted advisor, asking the right questions to determine which term loan or lease matches your operation and cash flow needs. You'll find that level of service from Compure Financial because we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Hello,
everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure Def 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Contraction continues. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Update. The all cattle inventory released at the end of January shows contraction in the cattle herd continuing. Oklahoma State University livestock economist Daryl Peel.
You know, the drought over the last 2 to 3 years has moved around the country, and that long-term droughts tend to do that. And so pretty much everybody's had a piece of the pain, if you will. And that's one of the reasons why I think this contraction looks a little different and why it's a little different process than what we experienced about 10 years ago. We contracted severely, but we turned it around because that drought was very much focused in particularly the southern plains in one location. This drought has affected many more states, and so I think there's a lot bigger process across the board for producers in total to sort of make that transition back to an expansion mode. And then obviously with continuing drought and the uncertainties about what this coming growing season is going to look like, I think we're taking it very cautiously.
But he says expansion isn't out of the question.
Feed costs obviously are a little better. We did see some increase in hay production in 2023 that we're carrying over through the winter. It wasn't huge across the country, but we're getting some relief there. And in general, I mean, just other fertilizer prices, chemical, fuel costs for producers, in particular in regions where they need to use those inputs. I think all of that has improved a little bit. So that does give them a break. With 1 year of high prices under our belt, 2023 was an amazing year in terms of the amount of run-up that we had. Producers took advantage of that. I think that's one of the reasons we didn't retain any heifers in 2023 was producers, they told me in meetings that I just need to sell. I need the money. I've got to heal up financially. Having done that, I think they're going to turn their attention now more towards thinking about retaining some heifers and starting that process. But it won't be a fast process because we didn't bring much of a pipeline of heifers into 2024. So we're starting kind of with, this year's calf crop in some sense.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Commodity markets continue to keep an eye on interest rates. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Garrett Toy, president of Ag Trader Talk, tells Brownfield expected cuts in interest rates by the Federal Reserve might not happen as soon as what many were expecting.
After the CPI number, people moved their ideas from March back to June, July. Now with the PPI number, maybe we don't see interest rate cuts till the end of the year, and that's not necessarily conducive to positive commodity gains because, people are basically looking for, a potential pivot there as being a bullish catalyst where, if we start cutting rates, we start declining the U.S. dollar and, That would potentially cause the funds to reverse their current positions.
CPI and PPI numbers for February will be released in mid-March. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. With more contraction in the cattle herd, the CEO of Cattle Facts says that could signal some good news for prices. Randy Block says supplies are going to decline in 2024, 2025, and probably again in 2026.
If you think about our markets in total, we're still going to be in a situation that cattle prices will trend higher.
He tells Brownfield he's forecasting big jumps again in Fed cattle prices.
2020, Fed cattle prices averaged $1.09. Last year, Fed cattle prices averaged $1.75. In 2024, I would say we're going to average closer to $1.85.
As for calf prices,
we're back at $1.60 in 2020. This year, they're going to average closer to $3 a pound for a 5.5 weight calf.
But Block says if demand doesn't hold, those higher prices will likely back off. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Estatune from Timsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Big sale last Wednesday. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $205 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We got two online only auctions ending the 21st and the 28th of February at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020. We need listings or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Estatune. Have a great day.
Better understanding today's pork consumer. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The ideal consumers for red meats like beef and pork are changing. In fact, the industry is seeing a dynamic shift in consumption, especially when you take a closer look at the generations. Neil Hull is with the National Pork Board.
We know that our core consumer is older generation, the boomer, and one of the stats that I always like to share is millennials consume less than half of the fresh pork that boomers do. And then if you go Gen Z, they're even less, so we really have to work hard to get to a younger consumer and understand that they absorb media differently, they eat different. So it's really an idea of how do you educate and inspire younger consumers to put pork in the basket.
He tells Brownfield it's all about inspiring consumers with food.
If you look back historically, and I've said this a few times, right? The meat case hasn't changed a lot. We still sell big family packs of chops, and the dynamic of the U.S. household has changed. One of the things that we've done is everything that we've got in market from a digital standpoint highlights the beauty of the food, right? And we really want to focus on taste and flavor because it's all about how do you inspire somebody to put pork in the basket and then put it in a rotation on the menu.
So whether you're looking to add some new ethnic recipes to your menu or you're looking for something kid-friendly, Hull says pork is a great choice. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament will be held this weekend. WRCO Sports wishes the best of luck to Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, Emma Hady, Ethan Hady, and Teague Perkins of Richland Center. From Dodgeville, Shane Rashan, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, Reed Spurley, and Ava Lord. Riverdale wrestlers Riley Wanick, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford Seneca. Iowa Grand Highlands, Elliot Biba, Emerson Moen, Bodie Brockup, Hunter Stevens, Jackson Bussey, Tyson Imhoff, and Brock Hinderman. Join Bill Twining, David Wormand, and Kirk Lair for coverage of the State Individual Wrestling Tournament beginning Thursday night on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on